Here is your host, Marlin Pierce.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Modern Mogul Podcast. As always, excited to have you joining me. If you're loving the podcast, please share it, leave a review so that others can find this podcast episode. If you'd like to work with me, my one-on-one coaching and consulting, I'm helping companies, digital founders, and technology leaders to elevate and scale by focusing on delivering consistent customer results as well as building dream teams. So over the last few episodes, we've been talking about building a high-performance team, the emotional component of building teams, why people become disengaged at work, how to re-engage and notice yourself as a leader through modern leadership techniques. I've also recognized that there's just so much happening in our landscape right now when it comes to entrepreneurship, innovation, leadership, technology, and how the general market is moving, that it becomes very, very important for us to be strategic, for us to be aware of ourselves as leaders, be aware of our teams as leaders, and then that trickles down into how we deal with customers, how we solve their needs, how we design and develop for them, and how we utilize technology to really drive exponential growth, to really future-proof our businesses and our careers and our brands as we think about the uncertainty of the future. With the rise of AI and artificial intelligence, it becomes even more important for us to get a touchstone back to what's really important and to recognize how we utilize technologies. It all comes down to the human factor in business. No matter how much we talk about artificial intelligence, no matter how much we talk about digitization, digital transformation, digital enablement, it only works because we're doing something for other humans. The quote from Zig Ziglar, who was a salesman, motivational speaker, personal development titan, if we want, he said, "You can have everything you want in life if you just help others get what they want. You can have everything you want in life if you will just help other people get what they want." And so understanding what people want, what people need, what people desire is at the root of every successful business enterprise, every successful relationship. It's like, what does the other person want? Do our values align? How can we get there together? How can we create these win-win opportunities that allow us to innovate and collaborate and bring something exciting and new to the market, something that lights us up as well, right? Because I think we can also get into the frame of, oh, I just need to do this because this is what the client requires. Or I just need to do this because this is what the business requires. But how do we position ourselves to also enjoy what we're doing and to be passionate about what we're doing? And I don't think there's anything that brings as much passion and joy, at least to the people that I know and I've worked with, than winning as a team by having others to celebrate you, right? Because winning alone does never ever feel like winning because it's not a real win. If you ever notice when people get the Oscar or the Grammys or the Emmys, they're always like, oh, thank you so much to this person, that person, my family, my friends, my collaborators, my partners, my director, my producer, my creative assistant, da da da. Like all these people are a part of that project because that's how we are meant to live as humans. We are meant to be in community. We are meant to be in tribes. We are meant to be moving together towards our collective elevation. And so even when I hear about what is happening in the world right now, right, around diversity, inclusion, and inequities and pay inequities for women and minorities, etc., I think it's because we're just not seeing each other's humanity. We're not seeing our true humanity and the value that we bring, and recognizing that different people are bringing different skill sets and different values and value to the projects that we're working on, to the goals and the mission that we want to accomplish, to the movements that we care about. Everyone is bringing a different skill set. And no, all of those skill set are not equal. They're not all bringing equal weight in terms of the outcome. But if someone is doing the same work that requires the same skill set, we have to recognize that it's still a human that's doing that work. And if they're doing just as good job of, as someone else, then why shouldn't they get the exact same pay? Why shouldn't they be treated with the same dignity? Why shouldn't they be treated with the same respect? Why shouldn't they be looked at as a similar contributor? And why should their flaws or their inadequacies or imperfections seem seen in the same way? As something to be directly addressed and something to be directly given feedback or something to talk about in terms of context and nothing more than anything that you would attribute to someone else who's different, who has a diverse background. So I think it's seeing our shared humanity and recognizing our human potential in each other is something that's going to continue to be important even as AI continues to grow and our future continues to be more uncertain while also requiring us to move with more certainty, to move with more direction, to move with more agility towards a focused outcome and vision. Now let's talk about the team framework, because that's what I promised. So the team framework is something that I think is so critical, especially for new business owners, especially for individual contributors who are looking to start leading a team as a people leader, start expanding your organization as a people leader. And in the last episode, I also talked about the individual journey, the journey of an average person day in the life and their interaction with AI. And very similarly, we want to be looking at day in the life of your customer journey to understand where AI and artificial intelligence can play a role. So what does this look like? If you're a digital founder, if you're working on a technology-driven business, you are looking at your customer journey from the lens of lead generation or awareness, customer becoming aware of you, customer considering your services because they have learned about you or they're interested in learning more. Then they might go away and come back. They consider you some more, put you in a competitive set. Then they will hopefully convert by purchasing your program or working with you as a consultant or hiring you to work with them. Then you will look at them actually going through the transformational process of the work. What does the work take to run a workshop, to be their vendor? What does that onboarding process look like? What does that implementation process look like? What is the level of resource engagement look like? And so once you can map this out, the journey from essentially, I don't know you, to now I'm aware of you, through to I am working with you to deliver this transformation, we want to look at where can artificial intelligence play a role, right? So let's say you're going through my lead gen process. You've heard about me, you've listened to my podcast, then you might get on my email list, or you might go straight ahead and schedule a strategy call where you learn more about me and how I work and how I can help you specifically. You might go away and come back, consider other options, and then you're going to recognize I'm the best option, and you're going to then decide to move forward with payment on a contract, right? That doesn't end there because technology and artificial intelligence still plays a role. Now we're in the delivery process. Now, depending on what my product is, you might be getting access to a software. You might be getting access to my tools, my processes, my systems that I'm going to tell you about, how to develop the business model, how to find the gaps in your current business model, how to identify gaps in your current customer journey, how to fill those gaps, what team members you might need, how you can use AI, and how you can essentially augment your entire business with artificial intelligence and technology tools as a tech-driven leader. But the core to that, which is how I started this podcast, is understanding the customer psychology, understanding what the customer wants, and figuring out how to create a financial situation that's a win-win for you and for them, or basically how do you provide a return on investment for them. So all the things we talked about last time still applies. Are you going to use artificial intelligence to do a predictive analysis? Are you going to use artificial intelligence to understand what SEO topics to look for? What are the questions of your ideal customers? What are their complaints? What are the trends? What are the customer insights? Are you going to use a forum to then ask questions and get feedback and do polls and surveys? And then once you do those polls and surveys, what do you do with the data? How do you look at that data from a qualitative and a quantitative standpoint. Artificial intelligence can help you to do that. Now, I'm not going to call out specific tools in this podcast because apart from OpenAI and Gemini.Google and Opus and PodSqueeze and a few others, they're not going to be as relevant to me calling out specific ones if I don't know your specific business. So what I'm telling you is the best way to understand how you can leverage technology throughout your business is to understand your entire customer journey from lead generation through to delivery and transformation. And then that lifetime value equation, how do you then restart the conversation about a new product or a new engagement, and how technology plays a role in that is how you'll be able to find artificial intelligence to help you. And the reason why the team framework is important is because a team framework stands for time, energy, attention. Mission and motive could be the particular outcome. The mission and motive is the objective that we have. So always knowing what the final objective and outcome is going to be key number one. What is the objective and the outcome that we're seeking to deliver? We're going to start with that in the team framework. In the case of you're a business owner, you're trying to get more clients and you're trying to lead, that is your objective. You want to get more clients in, you want to keep clients longer, you want to increase client lifetime value. So you're going to look at what are the tools that can help me to do that. And then now we're going to go back to the team framework and say, okay, that was M. Let's look at time. What will save me time? So in lead generation, you have different email marketing tools. You have email automation tools that can help you to not only segment your audience, but to send your audience specific messages at specific times based on different trigger actions. So you can use different tools like ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, etc. Then you might look at what are some tools that you can integrate to help your clients. And there you might look at energy. So time is one thing because you don't want to be manually doing anything. I think those are the most obvious ones. But how can you save time by using automations, by using triggers, using a tool like Zapier that can get customer data and information from one tool to the next, HubSpot, and also the ConvertKit and ActiveCampaigns of the world, which I mentioned, that will help you as in a terms of email and customer relationship management tools and softwares to help you to input your customer information and manage those relationships over time. Then you want to look at energy. How much energy are you expending on things that you do not need to be doing? And this is where you can use technology even to find gig workers, right? People who can use their energy in your business so that you can focus on more high revenue generating activities. So if you are the key thought leader and strategist in your business, you might not want to be working on website updates and fiddling around with these tools and technologies. You might want to have someone who can easily connect these tools. This is what they do every day. It's a very tactical activity. It's very operational. You might want to look for operational people using these technologies. It comes down to how much energy do you need to utilize to complete a task. So while the technology might not be able to completely do the task for you in the same way that email automation can, it will help you to reduce the friction and the energy that you need to do the task. So that's what I'm talking about. How can the technology save you energy on delivery or effort on completing a task? And then A, attention. How do you use technology to save your attention? I do that by blocking out my notifications at certain times during the day. I have a do not disturb, right? I don't allow different apps to send me notification when I'm on web browser. When I'm on phone, only certain apps are able to send me notifications during certain times of the day. And I might be able to send someone a message, but not be able to receive their message as a notification until I go in and check or until that notification is off. I might also utilize app like Zero or Aura, the Aura Ring, to help me to maximize my sleep or to understand my energy levels throughout the day. So that covers my energy and effort as well as my attention and focus. So my attention and focus is on my health and well-being. So how much am I sleeping? What's my optimal? How much should I push myself today? You always have control when it comes to your motive and mission and how these tools and technologies are helping you. So there we have the team framework. How does the technology help you across your customer journey, your entire customer journey, recognizing your customer psychology at each step in the journey, and then finding tools and technologies that can help you to save time, can help you to maximize your energy and optimize your effort output, as well as focus your attention. Because we know that the ability to focus your attention is the ability to achieve results, is the ability to achieve outcomes. If we can focus our attention on our mission and our values, the outcomes that we want to accomplish, we are going to find more results and we're going to achieve them much faster. Technology is not important, is not relevant unless it is solving a human need. And we can win with technology when we follow the TEAM framework, the TEAM framework. And you can utilize this framework whether you have a team in place or not, whether you have your own team of individual humans in place or not. You can start to look at, how do I understand my customer journey, my customer psychology, and overlay time, energy and effort, attention and motivation and mission onto this customer journey, and where does AI or any other digital tool fit into place to help me to grow and scale my business? And if you would like my personal attention and input on this, particularly if you're scaling up your business, then I'd love for you to reach out to me, again, modernmogulhq.com. And there I will help you to build your dream team utilizing AI and all the digital technologies, as well as the human factor in growing and scaling up your business. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll talk to you on the next one.
You've been listening to the Modern Moguls podcast, powered by Modern Mogul HQ, where our mission is to embolden a new generation of leaders reinventing the future of business and personal success. Visit us at modernmogulhq.com for more information.